You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. I am pumped for today's episode because, well, we are going deep. We are going there today. We're talking about something that so many therapists carry around quietly and often with shame and almost never spoken about out loud, and that's money. More specifically, the fear of financial instability that comes with going into private practice. Now, here my stomach have clenched a little bit when I said that, and I want you to know that you are not alone. I have sat across from so many women who are passionate and skilled and ready to build a life and business that aligns with their values, but they feel frozen by fear of not making enough to survive. And you know what? That fear makes sense. It's totally understandable. It's reasonable, I think, in many ways. You've likely never been taught how to run a business. You probably didn't grow up talking about money. And you are almost certainly not given permission to dream about abundance without guilt. So today we're going to unpack where the fear comes from, how it shows up, and most importantly, how to shift it so that you can build a practice that supports your life, your family, and your freedom. So let's dive in. Why are we so afraid to talk about money? Let's start here. We did not get into this field to get rich, right? Well, at least that's what we're told over and over again. And I mean, yes and no. We didn't decide to go into the field of mental health because we had large dollar signs in our eyes, because let's be real, the system is not set up to truly value the work we do. So the system is not automatically set up to pay us what we are actually worth and what we deserve. So no, we didn't set out into this field with the same maybe financial mindset that many people in other fields do, like say engineering or even accounting or things like that, that there is a little bit more financial stability. We became therapists because we wanted to help people, because we believe in healing, because we've seen what trauma does to families, and we wanted to be a part of the repair. And yes, that is beautiful. It's almost kind of sacred. But somewhere along the way, the narrative twisted into that if you care about people, then you shouldn't care about money. If you want to help people, you shouldn't need to make money. Because we want to help people, we aren't supposed to want to have more than the small amount that oppressive systems, and let's name it the patriarchy, have told us that we are worth and that we deserve. We're supposed to be grateful for whatever we can make. And our higher education system did not train us or encourage us to think differently. We were trained to write treatment plans and conceptualize cases, but no one handed us a financial roadmap. There were no classes in grad school about how to start a practice, let alone how to set your fee, or how to calculate what it actually costs to run a business, or how to plan for time off and pay your bills, how to make sure that you're making an income that you actually can live on and thrive from. So, of course, when you're in the place of starting to consider private practice, it feels really terrifying. You're not bad with money, you just were never taught. You were brought up in a culture that does not encourage you to dream beyond what these oppressive systems tell you you are worth. And as a woman and as a mom, when you're thinking about leaving agency work because you know you want and deserve more, there's added guilt. Is it selfish to want more? Is it irresponsible to leave a steady paycheck? What will people think if I want to make good money as a therapist? If that's what you've been carrying, if those are the things that you find yourself circling over and over with, I want to say this. It is okay to want more. It is okay to want security. It is okay to build a life that allows you to breathe. You're not wrong for wanting that. You're human. You are allowed to want something beyond what grad school taught you that you're supposed to simply be grateful for and accept. So let's put this on the table and let's get this clear. Money is not the problem. The shame and the scarcity around money is. You're allowed to want to make good money in private practice, not because you're greedy, but because you deserve sustainability. You deserve to not feel burnout by your work because you're too stressed about if you're making enough money to feel not only stable, but to feel comfortable and confident in your finances. You're allowed to want to have a life that allows you to be present for your kids while also having a career you feel connected to and passionate about and are not stressed about because of the finances of it. When you're in private practice, you are a business owner. You're running a business, not a nonprofit. But even a nonprofit has to make money. And even nonprofits have budgets and revenue goals. So wanting to get paid for your time, your training, your knowledge and expertise, that's not selfish. That's how you stay in this work without burning out. And here's the truth. Making money allows you to give more, not less. You get to say yes to the things that matter to you. You can reduce your caseload, take more time off, donate to causes you believe in, be present for your family, and serve your clients well. It's not an either or, it's a yes and. But we've been conditioned to think that struggling equals virtue, that it means we are doing the real work in the field. And it's almost like a badge of honor. But I believe that thriving is contagious. And when women thrive, especially therapists and healers, everybody wins. As a therapist, business owner, and a mom, managing your business finances effectively is crucial. That's where Bank Novo comes in. Bank Novo isn't just a bank account, it's your partner in growth. With free checking and a range of features tailored to small businesses like yours, like no hidden fees or minimum balances, Bank Novo makes managing your finances simple and stress-free. But what truly sets Novo apart is its compatibility with the Simple Profit Method. Whether you're just starting out or looking to streamline your financial processes, Bank Novo seamlessly integrates with Simple Profit, helping you track expenses, managing invoices, and maximizing your profits effortlessly. And for listeners of this show, when you sign up for a free Bank Novo account at bit.ly/NovoAshley and enter the referral code AshleyComages, all one word, after making a $100 deposit, you'll receive $40 as a sign-up bonus. Yep, you heard that right. $40 just for taking control of your finances with Bank Novo. So fellow therapists, take the next step towards financial empowerment. Join me in choosing Bank Novo and unlock the financial tools you need to thrive in your practice. One of the biggest myths about private practice is that it's unpredictable and unstable. But you know what I found? The therapists that I know in private practice, especially those who have built their practice intentionally, actually have way more control than they did in agency work. When you build a private practice, you get to actually decide what you want and don't want. You don't have to answer to someone else. You get to decide what your schedule looks like, what your fee is, who you work with, when you work, how many clients you take, whether you accept insurance or not. Now, in a traditional job, your income is capped, your hours are set, and if the agency needs to cut costs, you or your salary might be the first to go. That is not security. In private practice, yes, there's risks, but there's also possibility. And with the right systems and strategy and support, you are in the driver's seat. You're no longer waiting for someone to approve your raise. You're not beholden to what someone else tells you that you're worth. You're not navigating the politics of PTO or trying to convince a supervisor that your work is valuable. You know your worth. You know your value, and you get to design and set up your business in a way to reflect that. So let's talk about the P word, profit. And this is where a lot of us as therapists squirm, because somewhere we internalize the message that making money means exploiting people. This belief absolutely exists within our therapist community. It is perpetuated by our higher education institutions, and it thrives throughout our culture that therapists aren't supposed to be making real money. The belief seems to be that if you're profiting, someone else must be losing. But that's actually a scarcity lens and not a reality. Profit allows you to keep going. It lets you hire help, invest in better systems, take maternity leave, or finally go on that vacation without worrying about bills piling up. Profit gives you breathing room, and breathing room lets you show up better for your clients, your family, and yourself. You don't have to choose between being heart-centered or financially stable. You can do both. You already do hard things. You're just learning how to apply the same strength to your business. And so, listen, if you're afraid, that's okay. This isn't about bulldozing through fear and pretending it's not there. It's about recognizing that fear actually is data. And when fear shows up around money, it's often a signal that we need more support, more clarity, more structure. It doesn't mean that we need to run from it. It means we should spend some time getting curious and exploring why that fear comes up. So here's what I want you to do. Instead of asking, "Can I afford to start my own practice?" ask, "What would be needed to truly feel safe in making this leap?" And then kind of reverse engineer that. Do you need 3 months of savings? Do you need to see a few clients on the side while you're building your practice? Do you need a roadmap to avoid wasted time or costly mistakes? Do you need support in getting things set up so that you can feel confident once you finally leave your agency? This is exactly why I created Built to Run, because you don't have to have it figured out all alone. Built to Run is a self-paced program that walks you step by step through setting up your private practice, from legal and financial foundations to mindset and marketing and sustainability. And so, if you're serious about building a practice that gives you both income and freedom, this is the place to start. You can learn more about the Built to Run program by checking out the link in the show notes and see if it's the right program or next step for you. Here is the truth. You already are doing enough. You are already capable. You are already worthy of a life that supports you back. The fear that you're feeling doesn't mean stop. It means that you're standing on the edge of something powerful. You get to build a practice that works for your life. You get to make money in a way that feels aligned. You get to rewrite the rules that never made sense in the first place. And as you step out of the familiarity and lean into the fear as a way to move you forward, I am right here cheering you on every step. So, where are you with how you feel about money and starting or growing your private practice? I would love for you to send me a DM on Instagram and tell me what is one money mindset that you're working on shifting. And don't forget, Built to Run, my program, is here to help set up your private practice with strategy and confidence. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more. You are not alone. You are not stuck. You can do this. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.